Hey, Mama, do you feel stress on a daily basis? That you might snap at any moment, forgetful, flustered, running from one thing to the next? No matter how hard you try, you can't get it all done. The day passes and everything is a disaster, and you are sick of it. There's to-do lists everywhere that aren't working for you. You have overstimulation by everyone and everything. You are touched out, mommed out, and stressed out. And you don't know how to fix it. I am here to tell you it all begins with decreasing anxiety, managing your moods and emotions to promote balance, time management skills you didn't know you had, peace and presence. I invite you to sit with me for an hour so we can create this in your life. Your life is not a lost cause. You are not a bad mom. You just don't know where to start. Come to this link, bit.ly/ShanWright, right with a W, and I am going to help you find that time, peace, and connection you have been praying for. You're going to hear in this episode that it's my birthday. Today, the special guest and I share a birthday, and it is today. I am 40. I can't believe it. So I'm gifting you something. Yes, from now through 4/9, April 9th, I am gifting you 40%, 40, gotta do it, 40% off my coaching. Sister, this is the best time to snag an hour with me. You know you don't like to buy things for yourself. But you love to buy birthday gifts for someone else. Am I right? Well, think of this as buying me a birthday gift. But you get the reward. You know that giving feeling, and you will get that in so many ways by gifting me this. 40% off is definitely cheaper than anything you would buy me at Target or any of those kid birthday parties you have to buy for. So don't miss out this week on this deal. It's amazing. bit.ly/ShanWright. Let's do this. Like I said, the guest and I have the same birthday. This is one amazing woman, mom, friend you are going to hear from today. I am so happy to celebrate her on her birthday with this episode. Amy Verossi is a mom of a teen son with autism, educator, advocate, and speaker. Her mission is to support families mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. Sounds like she is right in our wheelhouse. I know you are going to love this conversation with Amy. Let's go. Hey, Mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, Mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. Hi, welcome back to Holistic Moms. I am so excited for today. I have a very special guest with us, and you are going to love this friend of mine. So I would just like to welcome Amy to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here and talk with you today.
Yes, I am so excited for this conversation. Okay, so I just started this new thing, but I would love to start our little mom chats out with something funny because we literally are raising little comedians, and I think it's really fun to just share what they do that makes us laugh. So it could be from them, or it could be something else that made you laugh lately. So can you just help us laugh right now as we get started?
I sure can. I can tell you, actually, I came up with a different one that I was going to say, but one of the things that made me laugh so much this week, I actually am involved in schools, and I went into this one preschool classroom, and as soon as I walked in, the 3-year-old said to me, he goes, "Are you her grandma?" And I'm like, "Her grandma?" And he was referring to his teacher, who is like, maybe 5, 7 years age difference from me. And I was like, "Grandma? Oh my gosh, I need to
Oh
like work on skincare or something now if that's where we're at." But it was so innocent and so sweet that I remember like they really don't know the connection all the time. They just see another person, or they'll say, like, "Is that your dad or not?" But it was a good chuckle. Debbie said, "Are you her grandma?" And I was like, "Oh my
no.
gosh, I'm not that old yet."
I know they honestly, they have no concept of age. Like age is like when they fill out those little questionnaires for like Mother's Day or Father's Day or something, it's like, how old's your parent? That's one of the funniest questions because it's like
For
10. Like
sure.
your parent is 10.
Right, exactly. And I find the innocence of the child is so sweet, and you just have to roll and laugh with them. But that is one that happened to me this week. And I was just like, you know what? It's one of those stories that you can either like get upset or think about it way too much, over process, or you just laugh and enjoy it.
Well, and that's good that you're at that place because yeah, I mean, we don't want to be called older than we are or like, but the
Right.
kids, they really do like pick out your flaws. I had this story where I did not take a comment like that very well. And I don't know, I think like 18. I was 18 or 19, and I was serving at a camp, a kids' camp, and I was up close and personal with this kid, and like our faces were close together, and she was like I might even be ha been holding her or something, and she was like, "Why is your face so fuzzy?" And I'm like, "Oh my
Oh.
God!" And I, and for you all that are on audio, you can't see, but I have dark hair. So I've always had, like the hair on my arms, on my legs, on my face is dark because that's my genetics. So, I was like, wow, okay. But I was actually glad she told me that because no adult is gonna say, you need some like help on your face hair. So like
Right.
I was like, well, thank goodness for this little child. And then, mom, hey, can I get some laser hair removal?
Exactly. Can you sign me up? Can you call the doc? I mean, it's
I'm
kind of
not
like.
even kidding. I immediately started at laser hair removal. Okay, well, that was really fun. Okay, so now tell all the listeners a little bit about your family, where you live, and what you do.
Okay, so I am in Ohio, a little outside of Dayton. So very close to, I can get to Columbus or Cincinnati, Dayton very easily. I'm in the corporate world. Like I said, I do run schools. So I'm over schools and then also Montessori schools all the way up to high school. So it's a
Fun.
very demanding job, but I do it because of my children and I love it. I have two boys, one that is 17, and my youngest is going to be turning 16. They are 18 months apart. My husband and I have really just dedicated our lives to making sure we fulfill their lives and really support them with all the things that they do. So I am a mom of boys, and I also have some other side businesses and things that I do to, supplement, but really it's to for my youngest Dominic that we'll probably go into a little bit more that I'll talk to you about.
Yeah, and I would like to say we know each other from our wellness business. So we get connected, I think, to the best people. Being in a space where you share about health and wellness with others, you just get connected to people that care about their health and wellness. And it's like, wow, it's just the cream of the crop, if I will say.
Well, and that wellness business is really what helped in the last. I've been looking back. So I've been in it with for 3 years now, and it's really what changed me. When I was right about so I was 39 going on to 40. My girlfriend and I we were out with our husbands, and we said we were going to make the second half of our life better than our first. And that's when we committed to putting ourselves more on the front burner than the back burner, because as moms, as wives, as females, we tend to do that. We tend to put everything else first and we forget to worry about our own health, worry about our own well-being. How do we feel mentally, physically, emotionally? And the wellness business that we're in actually was one of the springboards that helped me. Like if you look at my, not just my before and after the physical, but like my emotional journey and really putting myself and allowing myself to love myself again was important.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you're sharing my story. Like that is exactly what happened to me. I got started 3.5 years ago and I was in postpartum anxiety and like in the middle of a hot mess. And I'm a completely different person. And it was the catalyst that like God used that vehicle to do a big work in my life. But I don't know if that vehicle wasn't there, he would have used something else, but I don't know how the journey would have looked. And now I can only see in hindsight that it was that moment that I said yes to that is what changed everything from there on out. So I don't think our stories are so unique. I think a lot of people get into this, whether it's the business side of it or just on our amazing supplements, and their lives change. Like it is remarkable. So you mentioned a little something. You said when you and your girlfriend were talking about your age and how you wanted the second half of your life. Well, little fun fact for everyone listening. Today is my 40th birthday on the day this airs. And today is also Amy's birthday.
Yeah, it's my 45th birthday. So yes.
We're 5 years apart. So this is why I was so excited to share this episode today, because I want to celebrate her. She's amazing, amazing mom, an amazing human. And so happy birthday, friend.
Happy birthday to you too.
Thank you. And so what we also know about April and what I've learned a lot from you is that it's Autism Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And we like to wear blue on our birthday, but also the whole month, just talk about this autism. And I would like you just to step in here and just share your story of being an autism parent and all that you want to share that comes with that.
Oh, I would love to, especially on this day. I will say once it was my birthday, but now to me and to my family, it's become so much more. I actually say that it was meant to be. Autism Awareness and Acceptance Day, whichever you choose to say at your heart, is something that's important to our family and really being out there and present. Just like you were saying, like our family chooses to wear blue and we light it up blue and some people do red. It's whatever makes your heart, you know, happy. But what I've really learned in the past 15 years, my son Dominic was diagnosed with autism, is learning acceptance and learning love. And that's not just on the child. That's just not on the person. It's on the whole family itself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through autism, I went through this huge journey, not only myself, but our family, my husband and I. I will say my husband and I speak often. We have our, a page called Autism, I Have a Plan. And we talk about our marriage, that through the journey, I don't know if you know this, but it's around the average of 4 out of 5 families with a child that has a diagnosis don't make it. Mm-hmm. And they tell you to work on your marriage. Mm-hmm. And when they first told us that at our diagnosis, I couldn't believe it. And I was like, what do you mean work on our marriage? Work?
Well, I'm glad they told you that. Goodness.
Oh, that's absolutely. It was like
a good counsel session.
Yeah. It was like, your child has autism. Now work on your marriage. And I was like, whoa, we just got two things like thrown at us. Mm-hmm. But you know, I learned through that to be my best self for Dominic, I had to take care of him and his needs, because honestly, autism was one of, it was almost when we decided we had the plan. He had so many other issues his first 3 years of life that we weren't sure what way was up, what was down, what was going to happen with him. And when we got the autism diagnosis, we were like, oh, we can breathe. We can handle this. We can make a plan. So, you know, as a female, we always want to, you know, take action, solve it, do all these kind of things. And that was something with me I had to learn, and learn a lot of grace for sure. So I'm glad that I'm on here for autism because it's something that is dear to our heart. It's something that I speak on often, and just really am honored to be on your show to be able to talk about it today.
Yeah, I'm excited. Definitely excited to shed some light on it. I don't have personal experience. Yeah. So hearing it from you and from, you know, your mom heart, like, I love that. And, but I'm sure we have listeners that have experience or are in that. And so I would love for you to, if you're open to it, to just share a little bit from your heart. Like, I'm sure it's not easy, right? Like, and so we do talk a lot on our show about emotions and mental wellness, and how you've already pointed out, we're holistic people, and we have all our wellness areas connected. And so when you are caring for someone else, you can't just put yourself on the back burner and forget about yourself. You actually have to take extra care of your wellness so that you can care for them best. So how did you do that when you are presented with these challenges of, I don't know, I'm sure he has emotional struggles and mental struggles, right? And so you're caring for him, but how are you caring for your own mental and emotional? Because I also believe that passes through, right? Mm-hmm. It passes to the kid. I don't know. We just talked about this on one of my last episodes, but it's like what the energy in you goes out, like, I don't know, a foot or something. I'm not sure.
Right.
But so how do you help regulate his emotional wellness and your emotional wellness at the same time when he's needing you, you know, he's needing Absolutely. You to be well?
You know, that's a great question. And it's taken a lot of practice and time, because I can say if you're a newly diagnosed family, you're just treading water, and give yourself that understanding and the grace. The one thing I always say is be, especially when somebody is first getting that diagnosis, be the friend or be the mom friend that you needed at that moment, because they don't even know what they need.
Right.
I can say, like, his first 5 years of his life, we were just getting by. I couldn't even put myself first because I was just emotionally in it. And, you know, at times I would take things out on my husband, Ed, because who are you going to take it out on? You're not going to take it out on the child, right? You're just going to be frustrated. We worked with Dr. Rick Solomon. He's out of Michigan. He is the founder and creator of The Play Project. The Play Project is a therapy that it's really home-based with the parents. And the parents are helping the child through play and interactions. And we really learned about our language and how we talk to him, but it also helps you regulate your own feelings. And literally, Ed and I now will play project each other at times. But really, some things that really helped us with regulating our own emotions, and I think this is great for any family. It doesn't matter if you have a child on the spectrum or something like that. I will say one thing that really helps is we have code words. Code words, and especially for our son that is not on the spectrum. And I know that that's actually a term I shouldn't use. So that I will put this disclaimer in real quick. I use the terms that I've used for the past 15 years, and I really work hard to try to be inclusive and learn and shift and keep up with the terms that I'm supposed to use as a parent of a son with autism. But I always sometimes slip. Or just not educated. So that's another thing that I'm always like, have grace towards it. If you don't like that term, because that puts a ton of stress on me. I will tell you, anytime somebody talks to me, I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to say?
Yeah. And like, as a nurse, I feel that stress too, because I'm like, what is the proper thing to say? Because I should probably know being from the, but I don't know any of it.
No, so it changes every minute. It changes every minute.
Good.
I mean, And for me, that's what I did a whole video on that the other day of just give grace. Everybody's out here doing their best. And if they're talking about it, that's a win. That's a win. So we have code words. So if things get too heated or if we need a tag timeout, we have a word and we know it. For our oldest son, our doctor told us we needed to give him a get out of the space free. So if he says that word, he's tagged out. You don't bother him. You don't talk to him. And we use those heavily on stressful situations. Like if we go on vacation, that we have a rule, never fight on vacation, never. So, you know, when you go to like Disney, if you've ever been to Disney and you see families fighting because they're stressed out.
Girl, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been our first time as a family, 3 and 5 year old, and my husband who planned the entire trip by himself because I was too stressed out, overwhelmed with life to help him plan it. He planned the whole thing to a T, and then he lost his voice. We got there with my 3 and 5 year old and he could not tell me anything to do. He couldn't tell me what the schedule was. He had it printed on like his phone. Like he is very, very, very organized and planned. But, and then that stressed me out that he's like mad at me that I didn't even enter the planning process. So now I don't know. And he lost his voice. He lost it almost the entire time we were there. It was. And so if you saw us, you'd be like, oh, that poor family, they're not enjoying. We weren't. It was so unmagical. And we learned our lessons. I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
But yeah, from then on, I was like, why spend so much money and sit there and have a horrible time? Like, I will never do that again.
Ed always says it's families over there lighting their money on. Yeah. He's like, they're lighting their money on fire. Like, look at them. They're so upset. But have those different code words for all situations. And that really has really helped. And then another thing that I love to talk about is have something to look forward to for you and your spouse. So for example, like it doesn't always have to be, because sometimes we'll take trips and people are like, oh, but you take trips. What if a family doesn't have the money for that? Well, it could be simple, like go for a walk, go for a 2-hour drive, but put something down, because if you don't put something down on the calendar, it's just not going to happen. You'll just go, oh, we'll do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So always have something to look forward to for yourself and for your spouse. So we do a lot of like kid trip, adult trip, or we'll do like, we're going to go out to dinner, just mom and dad. And then, you know, we'll do something different, but really finding that balance to refuel yourself, because you can get drained emotionally very quickly.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That is so practical. That is so something that someone can take away. And no matter exactly like whether you have a son or daughter with autism or whether you don't, like your marriage is so important as you are in the middle of motherhood and parenthood. Do not neglect your marriage, and you have to get away. And so put something that you can look forward to. I love that. So I want you to talk to the mom who does have a child with autism and they are like 3, 4, or 5 years old. And whether it's a new diagnosis or they've known it for like a year, but it seems like yesterday, and they're still cannot get a hold on, and they have another kid. Or multiple other kids. What would you say to her as she is just, trying to keep her head above water?
Yeah. I would first say you're not alone and you need to find your tribe. And your tribe is not always going to be the people you think it is. It's not going to be your family. It's not going to be your best friend that you thought it was going to be. It's going to be out in the community of support. You're going to find them if you take the risk to go to a Special Olympics, or if you're part of a baseball team, or like we do bowling, you're going to find that niche of people that you may not see every day or talk on the phone to every day, but when you see them, they get it. Just know that there's going to be a lot of tears, but it's okay to go in the process. I always talk about accepting your child doesn't have the big red shiny bow. And it's one of the hardest things that ever happened for me. But then it came out with a better gift. So I remember when I knew at 7 days old, something was wrong with Dominic. I knew it.
I know, I know. What an amazing conversation that we're only halfway through. You'll have to come back to next episode to hear the rest of the story and what Amy does to manage her anxiety, her stress, her moods, so that she can best care for her son. Okay? Please join us back here on April 5th to hear the rest of the story. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Shalom. Shalom. Hey, Wellness Warrior. I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at the Shan Wright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.